Hi, Karen. You're calling us from Port Orchard. What's on your mind, ma'am?
I have questions about how to handle type 2 diabetes and unstable weight. And I'm going to start by saying I already have a pretty good education in natural diet and medicine. And in fact, don't particularly like doctors, so I haven't been to a doctor for several years, dealing with issues by myself. But I just feel like I'm like a yo-yo. My weight is up and down and up and down, and my blood sugars are controlled around 120 or less most of the time, and then will go higher. And I did retire last year from 45 years of a nursing career, so I call myself I'm a medical heretic. I understand conventional medicine, but I'm not a fan.
Well,
so
if you retired,
they
would burn you to steak anyway.
Pardon me?
I said if you retired as a medical heretic, you can't get burned at the stake anyway, so I'll shut up with the bad jokes and you go ahead.
That's right. That's right. I don't have to talk to anyone now. I don't be afraid of if I give advice that's not conventional, somebody's going to come after me that I worked for. So, yeah, that's true. So I'm just confused about what kind of diet would be best. Trust me, I'm 66. And I have tried every good diet. I've never fell prey to the silly diets like grapefruit diet or, you know, whatever the fad was. However, I did do, I did 8 months of an all raw food vegetarian diet and then hit the wall. Couldn't take that anymore. And then just this last year did about 8 months of a keto diet, but I got into trouble. Mm-hmm. I hit a dangerous zone, possibly ketoacidosis. The sticks were bright purple, and I had nausea, vomiting, and thought I was going to die. The thing I chose to do, I don't know if it was correct, but I just took some baking soda, figuring maybe I could, you know, buffer it somehow. And anyway, I got better. I'm not sure the keto diet was all that good for me either. I'm doing kind of eating a modified keto diet and have started supplementing with a product that has the berberine and some of the things your multivitamin has, but I see it's in a much lower doses. A dose of berberine in this preparation is 300 milligrams.
Let's get to the diet.
That's a lot of info. I'm sorry. I tend to get... TMI.
Some good background is always useful, so don't worry about that. Now, let's start with the diet part. For type 2 diabetes, which is something that so many people have, as you know, so that means that us doctors get a lot of experience working with people with it. And since that paleo diet came out, ma'am, I have been so impressed that people can, and they always tell me this later, I can eat as much as I want as long as it appears in Dr. Cordain's paleo diet book and his paleo diet cookbook. I can eat as much as I want, and I don't gain weight. And in fact, I lose some weight, but I don't gain. And I can chow down all as much as I want, but it has to be in the book. So if you haven't seen that book, it's Loren, L-O-R-E-N, Cordain, C-O-R-D-A-I-N, Cordain. And it's just called The Paleo Diet, and he also has a paleo diet cookbook. It was published a number of years ago, but as far as I'm concerned, it's still the best book out there. So you can find it relatively inexpensively at all the W's and usedbooksearch.co.uk, which in 5 minutes will find you all the companies that are trying to sell this book for what price. Okay, but back to the paleo diet. The one thing you got to watch out for, ma'am, is I'm guessing, just guessing now, that you happen to be, past 50 years of age.
Yes, 66.
Okay, and if you remember me carrying on about that Mayo Clinic study published in 1932, by the time both men and women are 60, they have a 50-50 chance, it's actually 48% for men and 52% of the women, according to the Mayo Clinic study, of their stomach acid starting to go low. I don't mean going to zero, it never does that in a hurry, except in a few rare cases, but going low. And if the stomach acid has gone low, that paleo diet is not going to be digested as well as it should be because it is a high-protein diet, no question. It's not particularly like the keto high-fat, but still it's a high-protein. So unless you're convinced you have plenty of stomach acid down there, you might get that checked. whilst you're using the paleo diet. It's quite important. And I'll get to the last thing, ma'am, and then I promise I will shut up and listen to you, and that is at that age, you're past menopause, and guess what? Researchers found just 2 years ago that after menopause, and you know this from being a nurse, the estrogen levels have dropped, and so the FSH hormone, which stimulates the ovaries if they can be stimulated, of course, goes up, up, up. And what the researchers found is that FSH hormone being up there causes weight gain, no matter what a woman does. And they found that if you blocked the FSH hormone, why, what do you know? They didn't get the typical around-the-middle sort of fat gain. Now, what or in nature blocks FSH? Well, it doesn't really block it. It just responds to it. It's called estrogen. And that's when the hormones are young enough to do that. They keep the FSH under control, so she doesn't get that abdominal belly fat until she goes through menopause. And now the FSH is trying to get the ovaries to work, and they can't work too good. And so here comes the belly fat, no matter what you do. So that's one of the many benefits of bioidentical hormone replacement. One can use enough estrogen to stabilize that pituitary until it quits screaming out FSH at me, and what do you know, you lose weight. So there you go, ma'am.
All right. That's great. That's good info. And so you recommend the paleo diet.
That's, absolutely.
I really do still believe in it, though, even though I got into a problem with it for whatever reason. But I never did just go crazy on the high fat. I'm real particular about diet. I don't I eat grass-fed beef if it's beef, and try to find the leanest, best kind of proteins and eggs, and don't eat any sugar. I haven't for years. I'm on on a low carb diet, but still my blood sugars spike.
Yeah, that's a paleo diet for you, ma'am. So remember, though, we can have low stomach acid and not know it. It frequently does get symptoms. Symptoms are called heartburn. But I worked one time with a 76-year-old guy who had no stomach symptoms in the world, and when we checked his stomach acid, it was gone. He didn't have any. That's very unusual, but still it can happen. So you might be wanting to check to see if your protein digestive capability, which is keyed by the acid and pepsin in the stomach, is what it should be, ma'am, because the diet won't work as well if it isn't well digested.
Okay, got that. Now, just another general question in this direction is I've always been on the heavy side, even as a child, and always battled with diets. The first time I remember thinking I needed to follow a diet, I was under 10, and that was because, you know, kids said cruel things, and it's like, okay, I was already aware of it, and that was a long time ago, so I spent a whole lifetime of this yo-yo act. Is there a metabolic issue that can cause
ma'am.
People? Statistically, that's not the case, but...
Ma'am, there is.
Yes.
Now, this is all proven by Professor John Yudkin over in the UK. What he did was rounded up a whole bunch of students in the summertime when the dorms were empty, at least that decade they were, and they had to know absolutely for certain that they either had type 2 diabetes in their families. Remember, these are students between 18 and 22, so they're not type 2 diabetic themselves. They had to know for certain they had type 2 diabetes in their family, or they had to know for certain that they did not. And they weren't allowed into the project unless they knew both of those for certain. Okay, he put them on a relatively high-carb diet, and everybody had to promise to get paid for being in the research. They had to promise to eat exactly the same things every day as everybody else. The ones who came from the families with type 2 diabetes in the MEM had a big difference in their weight gain compared to the ones who had no type 2 diabetes in the family. Those latter students with no type 2 diabetes in the family gained 3 pounds per person in a month's time. The students in the families who had the genetic inheritance to get type 2 diabetes gained 9 pounds, ma'am, 3 times as much weight on the same blinkin' diet. It's unfortunately a genetic thing that was, when it first came up, was favorable, because if you could get fat easy on the few carbohydrates that were available to caveman, there's some berries and there might be some pears and apples, but where's all the sugar? There isn't any. There's no refined carbs. If you could get fat easy and survive the winter, you could have babies more the next year, whereas the ones who died because they couldn't get fat enough to make it through the cold winter, well, they sort of died off. So it actually was genetically a favorable thing until here comes all the kind of food we got today, and now it's unfavorable.
Yes.
So
I've suspected as much all my life, but is there a way to reverse it, and particularly now at my age? Was there ever a way
Once you got that genetic mutation, there's no way to reverse it, except if you are fortunate enough to come back to the planet and ask for a different genetic heritage. That's all you can do.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you so much for the information, and I will follow up. I'll follow up with the clinic and see what I can do.
Okay, ma'am. And thank you for calling. A lot of people have this trouble, and thank you for getting the word out there about what can be done.